The Geek Critique, Episode A, recorded on October 2nd, 2012. I'm Josh Wallen, a mass communication major.
I'm Lennon Martelli, engineer.
And I'm Caleb Miller, computer science major.
And we're here to talk about the Wii U. The Wii U will be Nintendo's next console. One thing that separates the Wii U from any other game console on the market is going to be the gamepad. It's sort of like a tablet. I don't want to say an iPad because I don't like
tablet.
Yeah, your tablet. I don't like Apple things very much, but it's sort of like an iPad in the middle of a normal gamepad.
Sounds awesome.
It has a resistive touchscreen, a front-facing camera, stereo speakers, microphone, accelerometer, and all the standard gamepad buttons. What do we think of the gamepad?
Well, it's gonna change everything, really. Like, them coming in first is gonna, with this controller, they're probably the only ones that really know how to program for it right now. So, they'll probably have just dominance throughout the game market once it comes out, especially since they're going in high graphics with this controller as well. That is projected onto the screen.
Maybe for the first year or two until they other consoles develop the same idea they've done in the past.
Well, it's kind of the thing, like, if it's a hit.
Yeah.
Because if it's a hit, then others will imitate it. If it's
right.
Not. But it's basically...
I think it's going to be a hit.
I don't see why it wouldn't be a hit. Like, that's ridiculously good. It's a touchscreen that just becomes whatever they want it to be, like, based on the programming of the game.
Well, it's kind of like taking the touchscreen abilities of the DS and the 3DS and making it compatible with a console, which I think that means that a lot of the sort of stuff that we've seen on the DS will be able to also do on the Wii U.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because you can just turn off your TV and then play it, like, on your controller. Like, that's
and someone
fantastic.
Else can watch TV while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Alright, for the rest of the Wii U specs and whatnot, we're gonna play some audio from the president of Nintendo of America and its chief operating officer, Reggie Fils-Aimé. This was taken from a Nintendo press conference a couple of weeks ago.
Wii U arrives in U.S. stores in another 66 days. And I won't ask you to do the math. That makes launch day here in America Sunday, November 18th. Who won the bet?
Man, I'm glad he did that math for me. I would have never gotten that one.
But, so, who did win the bet?
I don't think anyone really won the bet.
I thought the 19th.
Well, that was when the Wii came out.
Well, you know.
It was easy to figure out. It was the Sunday closest to that. But
I guess.
What I really want to take from this, I think, is... So, the Wii U is coming out, and it's going to be the first next-generation video game console this time. Whereas last time, the Wii was the middle one. The Nintendo 64 was the last one. So this is really a position that Nintendo has actually never been in before. They're usually not the first ones to launch, of course, with the underpowerment of the Wii compared to its contemporaries. It makes sense why they would do this, but how is it going to affect them?
Well, since they're coming out first, if, like, whatever they're doing is a big hit, and you always have, like, the Microsoft fanboys and the Sony fanboys...
And the Nintendo fanboys.
Yeah, well, of course, the Nintendo fanboys. But if they come out with this first and then the idea is a really big hit, then Sony and Xbox are just going to copy it and then they're going to start losing money. But since they're coming out like a year early from like the others, I'd imagine, they're probably going to dominate the market for a good while.
Especially when the other consoles come out, they'll already have a good... library of games.
Yeah.
Well, the danger here is the sort of comparison that this brings to mind of somewhat of a similar situation was the Dreamcast in 1999. Mm-hmm. And I know I never pass up a chance to talk about the Dreamcast.
Never.
Never, ever. But with that said, I think that by the time the next console cycle completes, that is, by the time the next Xbox, the next PlayStation come out, I think the Wii U stands the chance of being severely underpowered compared to those.
I'm not really big on economics or anything like that, but they've got to have some kind of idea of what they're possibly doing with this, otherwise they wouldn't have jumped this far ahead of everybody else.
And I think, really thinking about it like that, maybe what they're counting on, they're going to sell the Wii U for now as, like, the next generation, as a very big deal, and they're going to sell it at a high price point. By the time Sony and Microsoft launch their consoles, the Wii U may be in a similar position to the Wii. That is, yeah, it's severely underpowered, but you know what else that means? It's cheaper.
It's definitely a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
And therefore, it's going to be the attractive option for the mass market consumer and for the and for the casual gamer at that point, and hopefully catch on to the same success that the original Wii had in that regard.